It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The explosive federal order that froze trillions of dollars of grants and loans before being rescinded by the White House last week has continued to be a source of confusion for Wisconsin nonprofits that are navigating the political currents. In just a bit, we'll hear about the impact on Head Start programs as they seek clarifications on abrupt funding changes and react to memos. But first, several groups throughout the country have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, saying that withholding congressionally appropriated funds is unlawful. We'll take a look at where this litigation stands with Sean Fetteplace, National Campaigns Director for the Main Street Alliance. It's a nonprofit that advocates for small businesses. It's one of the groups that sued the White House's Office of Management and Budget over its directive to federal agencies to pause grants and loans. Sean, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Give us an update on where this litigation stands now.
So last week, the announcement happened on Monday, late in the day. To be honest with you, I was a little bleary-eyed, didn't really understand fully the scope of it until the next morning. And then Tuesday, we contacted Democracy Forward, which is, there are legal representation. They're a great organization that works on helping protect folks' rights. And that day, they got to work and filed an injunction. Thankfully, the court agreed with them on the process claims and set a court date for today. And so actually, here in about an hour, there's going to be a court case heard in D.C. on the actual content of the action. We believe it's unconstitutional, and we're looking forward to the judge striking it down.
The judge said her temporary ruling was intended to maintain status quo. What is status quo for these nonprofits, for grants and loan recipients?
It's chaos. I'm hearing from people all across the country and here in Wisconsin that they're still impacted by the freeze. There was a claim by the press secretary of the White House, Catherine Leavitt, who claimed that, you know, they were sending the memo that caused all this. So therefore, there's no court case. That's not true. And so we do expect that that's going to be upheld today by the judge. They have not undone the freeze. There's a lot of confusion about this right now. But if you talk to Head Starts, if you talk to childcare providers, if you talk to folks who are receiving National Science Foundation grants that help pay for their work, they're still frozen out and they can't access the funds. And before too long, folks are going to be laid off because they can't pay their staff.
Step back for a moment and walk us through what are the legal grounds for this lawsuit and why did your organization feel it was important to take action?
Because this impacts small business loans, grants. We have many members who receive funds through federal grant and loan programs and guarantees. And so it was creating direct harm at a massive scale. And so we needed to make sure to intervene to help protect their rights. As far as the legal grounds go, keep in mind, I am not a lawyer. However, I'm working with some great ones. And the argument they've been making is that it is unconstitutional on First Amendment grounds, because it is specifically going after protected speech, and that also it's a violation of the Impoundment Act that was done under the Nixon administration. Richard Nixon took $10 billion that was appropriated by Congress at the time and cut wasn't going to pay it out. Congress acted because that is their prerogative. They have the power of the purse. They took that power back, and we believe that law still stands, and that's not allowed. It's not allowed what Trump has done to essentially freeze those funds.
Your organization and others have said that, rescinding of this memo by the Trump administration is because there was an outcry across America, that there was pressure on the White House. Do you see it that way?
Yes. There was a huge amount of pressure. You know, there was a lot of folks telling their personal stories to reporters like you and others that they were being directly impacted. There was a lot of uncertainty for childcare. Child care development block grants fund a lot of child care programming in our state and our country, both on the provider side, the actual business owners receiving funds to help provide services, but also the parents. We in Wisconsin, we have what's called the SHARES program, which helps provide a subsidy. That was put at risk by this freeze and is still unclear what's going to happen. In addition, our state government receives about $20 billion from the federal government, and the Medicaid portal was frozen. It's unclear to me if it's become unfrozen yet, But that is over $100 million a month that we're supposed to receive in federal matching funds. And that puts people who are receiving Medicaid in jeopardy.
You did the legal disclaimer about yourself, but I'm wondering, you know, we've also seen at the same time Democratic attorneys general from 22 states, including here in Wisconsin, suing the Trump administration as well over the challenge on the funding freeze. How did these two suits intersect?
So what I would say is that we are parties to the case before the D.C. judge, and it's not a legal process that we're part of in the Attorney General's case, and so I really can't comment on that.
What are you watching for next here as this plays out?
I would say, first off, people should keep contacting their lawmakers. They should keep speaking out. You should talk to the media if you are impacted by this and make sure that people understand that this freeze is not done. And so there needs to be both legal action taken, but also there needs to be accountability that this White House and this administration follows the law. Ultimately, that's up to all of us to both speak out in the court of public opinion and in the nation's courts as well.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And if you want to take action, go to MainStreetAlliance.org.
Sean Fedaplace is National Campaigns Director for the Main Street Alliance. That's a trade group suing the Trump administration over its sweeping directive last week to freeze federal funding. Now we touch down here in Wisconsin to look at the impact this has had on Head Start programs here. Jen Bailey is board president of the Wisconsin Head Start Association and executive director of Reach Dane. Jen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning.
Good morning. What kind of immediate impacts did the funding freeze have on Head Start programs in our state?
So last Monday night, the federal payment management system that Head Start programs use to access funds that have been awarded and obligated to them completely shut down. The portal was completely closed for about 24 hours until Tuesday evening. And although the payment management system did open up again at that time, requests are still not being processed. And the way that system works, it's on a reimbursement basis. So programs are going in to draw down funds for expenses that have already occurred and that they need to meet pieces like payroll, pay for health insurance, pay rent. So it's a very time-sensitive process. And as of the end of the day on Friday, approximately 50% of the Head Start programs in Wisconsin still had not been able to access any of their needed funding.
Wow. Wow. When it comes to Head Start, there are the employees, you mentioned payroll to think about, but also the children who are being served by these programs. What kind of ripple effects have you seen and could see if federal funding continues to be in limbo?
Yeah, I think if the situation is not resolved, the effects could be very devastating for children and families in our community. Statewide, Head Start has approximately 4,500 employees and serves 15,000 children. And many of the families whose children are enrolled in our programs rely on us to be able to go to work and to be able to have funds then to take care of their families. So if the situation continues and programs are reliably not able to access funds, you're potentially looking at closures and layoffs of staff in programs across the state.
What then would Head Start be preparing for in the days ahead as the funding freeze moves through the courts?
So Head Start programs are held by a variety of different kinds of agencies. Some agencies are fortunate in that they have unrestricted funds, other sources of funding that they can use temporarily in these situations. Several programs, my own program at Reach Dane included, had to access lines of credit last week to be able to meet payroll because we had not received our funding through the payment management system. And I think one of the most frustrating pieces for all of us right now is we are not receiving any direct communication about what is happening with the payment management system. It's our understanding that the folks in the Federal Office of Head Start, who normally are our direct line of communication, are prohibited from communicating with us. So the only information we have is what's being shared on the media and in White House press conferences.
Were you successful in securing a line of credit?
Yes, we, our agency already had one in place for emergencies. I just never imagined that this would be the emergency that we are facing.
What do you want to convey to lawmakers here in Wisconsin, here at home, and to people across the state about the role of Head Start programs in communities?
I think it's really important for lawmakers and everyone across the state to know that the freeze is in fact still happening. Programs are being impacted. Nonprofits are not able to access needed funds. We need to keep reaching out to our legislatures to communicate what is happening on the ground, because I think many people are not aware that the funds are still not flowing as they should be. And Head Start is a program that serves some of the most vulnerable children and families in our state. And we want to make sure that those families can continue to access the early childhood health, mental health, and family services supports that our program provides.
I would imagine, too, Head Start doesn't have a cushion. It doesn't have a reserve it can go to if the unforeseeable would happen.
Correct. So by design, Head Start are grant-funded programs, and it's the expectation that programs use their funding throughout their fiscal year. So there's not an ability for most programs, unless they have other lines of business, to be able to build up a reserve to use in times of need. So for many programs, if the lack of access to cash continues, they will have to look quickly at the possibility of laying off staff and cutting back services.
Jen, thank you for the update. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Jen Bailey is board president of the Wisconsin Head Start Association, talking about how federal funding uncertainties are affecting Head Start programs around the state. Earlier, we heard from Sean Fetteplace, National Campaigns Director for the Main Street Alliance, about their suit against the Trump administration attempting to freeze billions of dollars in federal grants and loans. Coming up on Wisconsin Today, as some college campuses close, will Wisconsin communities become education deserts? We look at national trends and a college access program.
A lot of times in higher ed, what happens is it's a you come to us mentality, like, right, you come to campus, we have programs here.
Keeping college offerings in rural areas, that's ahead on WPR News.